the indications of what's happened with employment in Donegal is that there has been growth. The number of people in employment increased by 9.5%, so that was quite a positive indication. But unemployment remains, I suppose, stubbornly high in Donegal, and it continues to have the second highest level of unemployment of all counties across the country.
The other finding you made was that whereas the growth in Donegal was nearly 10%, growth across the country was in fact 11%. So the rate of growth in Donegal, even though we speak about the need to catch up, the fact is the rate of growth is slightly slower than it is elsewhere.
It is indeed, and actually that's something that Donegal has in common with the other counties in the northwest, with Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim and Roscommon, also below the state average. So there is a very strong, I suppose, spatial pattern in that the west and northwest does not seem to be benefiting to the same extent from the jobs recovery.
And it's fair to say one of the raison d'etre, as it were, for the establishment of the Western Development Commission was to bridge that gap between the region and the capital, the wider Dublin area. It would appear as of yet that's not happening.
Well, I suppose there's been a lot of issues that really have come up in the past number of years in terms of the challenges and an increasing focus, I suppose, on the services sector, and particularly internationally traded services, which it's argued tend to favour larger urban centres, and there's been an increasing focus of employment growth in the cities. And I think that's one of the major challenges for the Northwest, is this increasing focus of some of the international investment into the larger cities. So I think for our region, we're really looking at, really trying to encourage a lot of indigenous enterprise, looking at assets of the region and trying to support the small Irish companies.
It's been noted that Donegal and Mayo were the only two counties that saw their populations fall in Census 2016 compared to Census 2011. The assumption is that a large reason for that fall is immigration.
It has indeed. In fact, both counties had a positive natural increase, so there were more births than deaths, so that the population decline was entirely due to out-migration. And obviously the challenge there is that a lot of the out-migration is among the younger population, people with education and skills, which has led to an increase in the share of the population in the older age profile, and also an increase in the number of people who are retired. So that's a big challenge in terms of job creation when it's really the most economically active people who tend to be those who are leaving. So I think trying to attract them back is probably one of the big challenges really for the region.